Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the DJV program. It's kind of a continuation when we have Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell on. It's a continuing conversation. So DJV Health, in this hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with the run-through of things that Ken has researched over the week. Not only is he a cardiologist practicing at his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mandurah, Florida, where you can always contact him and do either people from all over the country come down to see Ken because they hear him on the radio and they like his bedside manner. So they go visit with him, as I do at least once a year, spend a whole day at the clinic kind of figuring me out from top to bottom. You can do the same thing if you contact the office down in Mandurah, Florida. Meanwhile, Ken has been researching as he does. He's a researcher in addition to being a cardiologist. And so the journals are out this week with more of COVID focus, including the effect of the vaccine booster for COVID-19, helpful, and they're my friends. We become friends with people who you can, you know, you can become friends with some people and some people you can't become friends with. I've been very fortunate to have Ken as my friend. He's been very helpful to me in a lot of my medical situations, and he can be helpful to you too, just as a, you know, sort of a tease or a tidbit. If you want to talk to Ken and you haven't had the pleasure, you can do that telemedicine connection by calling 352-735-1400 for Ken. 735-1400, area code 352 for Ken at Lake Cardiology. Okay, so your research this week, obviously, we're still dealing with COVID, but I'm cutting way, way back as far as the DJV program is concerned. And I did this once before. You may remember in terms of this program, the DJV health program, we cut back as well. And then whoosh, the surge happened. I guess from your perspective, there are a lot of the news media, which is usually a joke. It isn't the news media. It's like anything but the news media. But they're trying to scare people now into thinking that Christmas is going to see a surge. So what do you think? Are we going to be safe? A lot of people have gotten their vaccines now. I saw, was it 90% of a certain group of people have had at least their first shot? So are you in or out with all of the fear-mongering regarding a surge coming back for Christmas?
Well, I can tell you what the facts are.
Please.
And you know, we're in our fifth wave, believe it or not, of COVID. It peaks up like the Empire State Building and then has come down rapidly. And it's done this now five times. In June of this year, we thought we were finished with all this. And then this fifth wave, the Delta variant, has come stronger than any of the other waves. And we thought we were coming down from this, hopefully, last wave, but nobody knows the answer to that. You know, you want the crystal ball, don't listen to any of it because no one really knows. But a little bit disappointing is that this is plateaued and it has already started going up. U.S. COVID cases, hospitalizations are already slowly beginning to rise again right before Thanksgiving. And even though there are more people vaccinated, but, you know, you look around the airports, I'm in Orlando, and the airports are right now more busy than they've been in a couple of years, and people are going and trying to make this a normal Thanksgiving. And the virus, COVID-19, and you know why it's 19? People ask me that is because it was first identified in 2019. And it's amazing. We're almost into 2022, 3 years later. Who would have thought we'd still be dealing with this? nobody, but it's still there and still the lead topic on our show. But unfortunately, and hopefully we're coming to the tail end of this. But anyway, this is an indoor virus. We know so much more about it than we were guessing when it first started so long ago. And it's a cold-loving virus. So as we all go inside, we congregate. It gets colder here in the Northern Hemisphere. Predictably, it could increase, and it already has. And I think that we're not seeing the last of this until the first quarter of 2022, Doug.
So when do you think we can stop wearing masks? That's a question that lots of people are asking. What's your take on that?
I don't think anyone – I stopped wearing one in June of 2021, thinking that this was really gone. And then this Delta variant appeared in Florida, where I am, July 4th, amazingly strongly. So I don't think anyone knows the answer to that question, Doug. And anyone who says they don't, the experts don't. I listen to the world's experts on this, and they don't know the answer to this question. And you just have to know your location. You have to know what's going on around you. You have to know what's going on in the world. And right now, when I'm outdoors, I don't have a mask on, but when I'm, and I've been vaccinated, I've been boosted, but when I'm indoors in a crowd, I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah, I get it. I think a lot of people are. I'm on a plane a lot these days, and you wear a mask in the airport, you wear a mask on the plane.
I know the data on the effectiveness of masks. And which masks work, which don't. And I think if you wear a surgical mask, it's not perfect, but I think it's, if you're going to be inside in a crowd, it's better than not wearing one. And that's my humble opinion. And I'm not afraid of them. As a physician, I've worn them all day for many days, for decades. Surgeons wear them all day for decades. So, you know, you find one, shop around, find one that fits and is comfortable, because they are different, and you try different brands, you'll see. And if you don't like what you have, you know, look around, shop for them, because different ones will fit you differently and feel differently on you. And you have to sometimes find the one that's right for you. And when we can get rid of them, believe me, no one more than me wants to get rid of them in everyday, daily life. Working in a medical office, we're still under CDC guidelines where we need to have them there. But even in my real life, my other life, when I'm indoors in a crowd, I'm still wearing it. And you're talking to a guy who in June did take it off and thought we were done with this. So I just am watching what's going on, and I'm still not yet feeling that it's gone. And the data out of Johns Hopkins this week shows that it's sadly going up again.
That seems to be what's going on. All right, Dr. Ken and I continue with a focus on COVID for the most part, but there are other things going on in the world of health, and you get the benefit of Ken and his expertise and his research. He runs Lake Cardiology down in Mardoro, Florida, and he and his ideas are the subject matter here during this special edition, Thanksgiving weekend edition, of DJV Health. And one of the best ways that you can celebrate this season is to acknowledge that you're going to be eating a lot more, maybe a lot more of the bad stuff. The good news when it comes to your weight is that you don't have to put on a lot of weight. You can control it and eat well at the same time. Have some fun. It's not about, oh, I'm worried about putting on weight and what am I going to look like in January? Nah. Well, you can have that attitude or approach if you like. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Weight loss stories are all over toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, the all-natural product, been around for 24 years. If you've not heard about it, you go to toploss.com. I certainly can't in 60 seconds or so tell you the whole story, but I can intrigue you by telling you that the success stories that are on the website would be enough to turn anybody on to this product. So find out more how Calitrin works the natural way. No stimulants, there's no drugs, there's nothing. It's a combination of three or four all-natural items. It's collagen, protein, and aloe vera, things like that. Check it out. And then when you order and decide that this is the thing for you, why don't you go to toploss.com, use the DJV code, the discount code, and help you get the unlimited BOGO deal, and you can use it for liquid or capsules. And then you also have no shipping charges when you use DJV. Check it all out, toploss.com for Calitrin. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Back to our focus on your health and well-being. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here for Thanksgiving weekend on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. You heard me talking about Calitrin, which is a frequent sponsor of the health programs and DJV activities on the air. Ken has a story about weight loss and this time of year. Is that what, Doug, what's the focus?
Well, Doug, before we get back to COVID-19, breaking this morning, and I don't want to be Scrooge before Thanksgiving, there is a story from the Journal of the American Medical Association that looked at a 42-year span of time. This is at a National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. From 1976 to 2018, the prevalence of obesity among emerging adults are years 18 to 25, a critical age to start or stop obesity. The level of adult obesity in this group of emerging adults increased from 6.2% to 32.7%. This is truly amazing. The mean BMI of these emerging adults increased from 23.1 to 27.7. This is over 1976 to 2018. It just shows over these 42 years how much weight emerging adults have put on, and this needs to reverse. So we're going to have a lot of very
sick people. Yeah.
Older people. And it's just amazing.
Well, so that's all the reason, the more reason for you to check out something like a Calitrin or to be careful. I mean, who, you're not going to convince people this time of year to not eat. You heard me say the average, you know, we're not going to convince them.
I'm not even trying.
No, it's silly to try, but you can sort of be on the defensive rather than the offensive. You wait till you put the weight on, then you're on the offensive. But if you sort of think about it as you're doing it, you know, the exercise stuff, all of those things are important to keep in mind. Maybe I'm talking, you know, to deaf ears, but or it falls on deaf ears. But it's worth consideration anyway, so we pass it along for the value that it has. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen, DJV Health, back to COVID after this.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug, I say that because sometimes I feel like I'm a doctor. I know I've studied, and Ken be the first to tell you that all the schooling that he has for his MD and for his PhD kind of out the window because so many things have changed in the years since he went to school. I'm sure it gives you, you know, you get your, I couldn't get a shingle because I haven't been to school. But I think I learn a lot from you, from my own reading because I'm interested in my health. And that's one of the things, you know, before long we'd be talking about New Year's resolutions. And I think people should resolve to take more responsibility and more interest in their bodies and what they're doing. Because they're, you know, just, it's for your own well, it's for your own, if you have grandchildren like I do, you have life and life is worth living, why wouldn't you want to be as healthy as possible for as long as possible? That'd be my question for you. Okay. The CDC panel that has recommended vaccine boosters for all adults, that has surfaced, and I wonder whether you think this is appropriate, or you get down to worrying about, we seem to be concerned about 18-year-olds, and then we were concerned about 12-year-olds, and now we're concerned about 5-year-olds. My grandson has had his first shot, and he didn't suffer any ill effects from it. But then those people that are out there, the naysayers, say, well, wait till he gets to be an adult. I don't know where that information comes from. It doesn't bother me. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't either, because you look at the history of vaccines, and there's never been a vaccine where you received it as a child and the adverse effects occurred as an adult. So I'd like to see that example. It doesn't exist in the history of medicine. But in September of this year, when these lofty groups met and recommended the booster down to age 65, except if you were in some other subgroups, high risk work, or you had significant immune deficiency. I was a little disappointed that that group held at age 65. Like, the Israeli data showed that the boosters were effective at much younger ages. And I'm so glad that the CDC has finally passed giving the availability of the booster to all adults. We're talking down to age 18, 6 months after you've had the second shot. They this week approved the booster, and I've had mine already, and I'm not in favor of mandates, but I'm pro-vaccine, and you can look at by my actions.
And I just think the data shows that boosting amazingly increases your antibody level. You know, most vaccines are not given the second shot so close, 3 or 4 weeks later. There's usually more span of time. And in retrospect, looking back, we probably gave the second shots, the Moderna and the Pfizer, especially the Pfizer, a little too early. But the reason was is we were in a rush. We were in a pandemic and everybody was vulnerable and we didn't have the luxury of waiting. And had it not been in under those circumstances, we probably would have waited to give the second shot. So this booster may not even be a booster. It may actually be the next shot in a series that may be a three series vaccine, because it just takes a little longer usually to get the next shot than 3 or 4 weeks. And that's why what we're seeing, since we're waiting now 6 months or 8 months for some, but at least 6 months, we're seeing tremendous antibody rises in people who get this third shot.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very important for people to understand what it's all about, and you got to make your own decision. But I think criticizing others for doing what they feel is important, kind of a waste of time. So if you criticize, you know, criticizing people for getting the shot or for, you know, the mask thing, it's an individual thing. So I think everybody needs to mind their own business and keep moving, as we will do here in the second half hour of our get together this week, Thanksgiving edition of DJV Health with Dr. Ken and Doug Steffen.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Holiday spending is beginning earlier than ever for many shoppers who hope to avoid shipping delays. Bank of America Rewards Executive John Sellers shares tips for planning ahead to save and earn rewards.
Start by enrolling in loyalty programs at any retailers you plan to use for holiday shopping. Many will provide discounts or free shipping. You can also enroll in a banking rewards program and pay with a rewards credit card to maximize your earnings. For example, the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program provides members with a rewards bonus of 25 to 75% on their eligible Bank of America credit cards. That means when you shop with your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, the 3% cash back you earn in your choice category, like online shopping, could actually go up to 5.25% cash back, depending on your rewards tier.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferrewards. Bank of America member FDIC.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More people meeting in person this Thanksgiving compared to last year, which was more virtual. In New York City, spectators and balloons returned for the Thanksgiving Day parade.
It's live and awesome, and there's everything here. It's the whole vibe of the city coming together.
There were 28 floats, 10 marching bands from across the nation, 8,000 marchers, and 15 giant character balloons. There were a few new ones this year, including the Baby Yoda from Star Wars The Mandalorian. Also, some classics like Snoopy, Pokemon, SpongeBob, and Ronald McDonald. President Biden called into the Macy's Day Parade from Nantucket Island, where he and First Lady Jill are spending the holiday. He also thanked service members while visiting a Coast Guard station on Nantucket. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's that time of year again to look for monarch butterflies. USA's Val Dior has this report.
Now that the summer breeding season is coming to a close, the fall monarch migration monitoring begins. JourneyNorth.org wants input, especially from Gulf Coast states. They ask that you please report all monarch adults you see, whether or not you think they're migrating south. Reports should reflect the number of monarchs you see at a single location, and submit photos if you can. The study was set up at JourneyNorth.org to help conservation efforts for a dwindling monarch population. Val Dior reporting.
Nearly 400 FedEx packages were found at the bottom of a canyon in Blount County, Alabama.
Law enforcement officials in Alabama are investigating the discovery of several hundred FedEx packages that apparently had been dumped in a ravine. According to the Blount County Sheriff's Office, an estimated 300 to 400 boxes were found on private property in a rural area near the town of Hayden, just north of Birmingham. Authorities saying it appears the packages had been left there within the last 24 hours. Crews from FedEx returning to the site on Thursday to retrieve the packages. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The sheriff's office reported that company employees believe they'll be able to determine what happens once the packages are scanned into their system. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Second half hour with Dr. Ken here. Thanksgiving weekend, COVID is on our mind as the number of hospitalizations are on the rise, as you have suggested. And, you know, you wonder whether people, you know, when they see that, are they going to take the information the right way, Ken? And the right way is to, I suppose it depends on who it is. Now, when people come into your clinic, Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, do they, do you engage every one of your patients with a discussion of COVID and what they ought to do and how it's affecting their health? Does that happen with every visit people come into your office?
Following CDC guidelines, hopefully when you walk into any medical facility these days, they're still screening you. Taking your temperature, so it does come up, and then making sure you're wearing a mask, and so it does come up, and you get a wide range of responses. Boy, we're glad you're still doing this, Dr. K, or, you know, here learning some new four-letter words.
Mm-hmm. One way or the other. Okay, so the Delta variant has tripled the risk for stillbirths. And is that really a call, a herald to pregnant ladies to get the vaccine?
Exactly. Exactly. We know several issues. Pregnancy is a high-risk state for the mother. That is, of getting severe COVID, ending up in the hospital sick from COVID, and not surviving it. And being in utero
is also a high-risk state for the future baby to be born, hopefully shortly. So for both, in the womb and also the mom, it's a high-risk state. So, mom, you want to get vaccinated, hopefully by now, before you get pregnant. But also, we now know that vaccinating a pregnant woman is a safe item for both mom and for child.
Mm-hmm. Well, my son's wife, my daughter-in-law, Sophie, gave birth to a very healthy 9-pound boy last Thursday night. She'd had a shot early in her pregnancy, and the child is nothing but healthy. You can look at my
Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah, they did fabulous. There's some great pictures of the baby. If anything, he's a little pudgy, but he looks like, you know, he's sleeping well, he's nursing well, he's, you know, all the doctors have checked him all out. You probably wouldn't have approved of having the birth at home. Actually, she was going ahead
of
this baby.
No, go ahead. Low-risk pregnancy, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and she's done, the baby's doing great. It's nice to see that happiness, you know, when you see the faces of the parent and they're both parents and they're so happy about it. It's very cool.
Who delivered the baby?
Midwife.
Oh, that's okay. Your midwife at home in a low-risk pregnancy?
Yeah. Well, she had some, the only thing that she did that she wasn't planning on, the baby's head was so big that it was excruciating, apparently, the pain that she was going through. So she did have one of those, what is it, not a beta blocker. What do they call the thing that you have to
an epidural?
Block? Yeah, I guess so. I don't remember what it is, but something to kill the pain. But that was it. And then the baby, you know, has been...
She's a trooper.
Yeah, she... yes, that she is. She's a hot ticket. Over a million people with long-term loss of smell. That's the report this week. Thanks to COVID, they will not get over this. Is that what the problem is?
Well, if anybody's on the fence about getting vaccinated, this might push you over the edge. This comes out this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, fondly called JAMA, Otolaryngology, mm-hmm. Head and Neck Surgery. And the report is that already there's more than 1 million Americans who have lost their smell for more than 6 months thanks to COVID. And we don't know what's going to happen. These people are being actively followed. We don't know if it's going to come back. But just imagine losing your smell, how big an effect that would have. The biggest effect you would probably lose forever if your smell doesn't come back. Your enjoyment of eating.
Mm, that's awful. Oof. Who wants that? There's a suggestion that perhaps there is being developed a vaccine which fights all. This is one of the hot topics. If you read some of the things online, bioscience, that sort of thing, the idea of developing a single high-tech vaccine that thwarts all flu viruses. You know, all of the big pharma people are trying to come up with this, apparently. They made a lot of money. There's no question about that. The three major suppliers. And so now we have this question as to whether there's a universal influenza vaccine that's capable of doing whatever it does to trigger your immune response. Because that's really what you need, right? You got to make sure your immune system is what fights the good fight. Yes, so is this idea too good to be true, or is it something that we maybe, you know, it'd be nice to just get one shot and not have a flu shot and COVID and a booster and yada, yada. So what do you think?
Well, it's certainly a hope, and it's in trial. We have this brand new technology, this mRNA technology that has been successfully and safely used for the COVID-19 vaccine. Remember, the COVID-19 vaccine, and this is just facts. This is not my opinion. This is based on facts. Has turned out to be the safest vaccine, the Moderna and Pfizer, than compared to any other vaccine that's ever been developed. No vaccine is 100% safe. But think about, you know, there's probably billions of people who have gotten these vaccines, the mRNA vaccines for COVID-19, not the Johnson & Johnson. the Pfizer and the Moderna. And are you really hearing any? You're hearing a very rare report of a serious effect and of a death. And given now probably billions of people who have received these. And again, the facts showing, I looked at this data compared to all the other vaccines that have ever been developed. This one has the Moderna and Pfizer have the best safety profile compared to any other vaccine, believe it or not. It's amazing. And it has been brought to us by this new technology, so-called mRNA technology. And the exciting thing in medicine is how this successful technology that it's actually been around for longer than we think. It's not that it was just developed in the last year. It was developed before then, but it's been so successful in the last year with these COVID-19 vaccines that literally, not dramatic, have saved the world, except the fact. But it's just a matter of fact. And the hope is that, and the fact is now this technology, this mRNA technology for making vaccines is going to be extended to the flu vaccine. And the hope is that what comes out of this technology will be a flu vaccine that's much more effective. Because remember, the flu vaccine is about 70% effective. And the mRNA vaccines for the original virus, the original strain that it was made against, it was 95% effective, which is amazing for any vaccine. The hope is using the mRNA platform for making vaccines against the flu, we're going to have a much more effective and broader sensitive vaccine. And this is in trial right now, and it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of it.
See what happens. All right, speaking of what's happening, the folks at MyPillow want to bring you an early Christmas present, and that is these big, deep discounts that you can get by using the code DJV when you go shopping for a nice Christmas present. And I can say this now without choking on it. I think sometimes we go a little bit too early with Christmas music and Christmas promotions and Black Friday and all that other stuff. But here's something that's really worthwhile for you and the other members of your family, because there's nothing more important than getting a good night's rest. And that's what happens when you get the MyPillow products around pretty much from the pillows, that now you can buy the standard MyPillow, which usually sells for about $70. Now you get it for about $20. That's quite the deal, isn't it, huh? Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square in there. You enter the DJV logo. Not only do you get that kind of a discount on the standard MyPillow, see what else they have there on the catalog, with blankets being a specialty now, dog beds, the mattresses we all know about, mattress covers, mattress toppers, they call them, and the sheets. I mean, it's just across the board. And those slippers, man, I wear my slippers all the time. Buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with that great 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So you may have your own favorite MyPillow product, whatever it is. Spread it around. Spread the wealth around and the health around by getting a good night's rest with all these MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com, and you go to that the Radio Listener Special square on the page, and get the deep discounts with the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Get up and get out.
This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Research shows that you can increase your creativity by getting out in nature. That's pretty cool to know, and when you think about it, it really makes intuitive sense. After all, when you're stuck in the same space for too long, then your brain is only bombarded by the same stimuli, leading to memory cues that trigger similar thoughts. But when you get up and out of wherever you are, your brain is hit with a whole new set of stimuli that can challenge and excite you in new ways. Take a walk, sit under a tree, or just spend some time watching the ever-changing and amazing natural world. The more your brain takes in, the more it has an opportunity to utilize the universe of creativity that's inside of you. For more on creativity, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Back to Dr. Ken and Doug Steffen. Vaping is apparently linked to a biological change that causes what, Ken?
The biological change is that it causes inflammation, and it's a general inflammation. And this can lead to
causes all disease. All disease.
Exactly.
Is inflammation. Right.
Heart disease, neurologic disease, kidney disease, problems with metabolism. So this is a full body, head to toe issue that revs up inflammation and leading also to cancer. So why you would want to vape, I don't know.
Awful. Really is. It's terrible.
And scientific reports this morning.
Gross looking and. The whole thing is gross, really gross, gross. And the fact these companies can get away with, it's like the smoking, it's like the cigarette companies, the tobacco companies, how they continuously get away with killing people the way they do. And that's what they do. They're murderers. The people that run these tobacco companies are murderers, just as if they were out on the street running over people in a crowd or shooting somebody or whatever it is. They are murderers.
Well, and you know, it's interesting. It's interesting you say that, but inhaling any burning substance into your lungs, you know, then in the same breath, how do you comment about marijuana, inhaling burning marijuana
and
holding it there?
You never hear me talk about the value and virtue of it. I have it as a way, I'm growing it on my farm as a way to actually save the farm. But there are many products that come that are not tobacco, that are not smoking or inhaling, that come out of the product that is basically marijuana. There are other things, you know, we all know that there are capsules that you can use that help with pain, people with cancer, that sort of thing. I don't hold with the smoking at all, but I do hold with some of the things that are coming out of the research and out of the product development using cannabis as a way to deal with stuff that is not being dealt with by conventional pharmacology. But I will tell you, all the big pharma companies are trying to get into this, so that probably tells you something. And the big tobacco companies and the big liquor companies are all trying to get into it. So there's something there. I'd like to focus on the good stuff that comes out of it. And I'm with you. No smoking in terms of any of this stuff. Awful. Dr. Ken coming back with questions for Dr. Ken in just a matter of moments here on DJV Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant.
I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
At 53 past the hour with the DJV Health Focus. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, his clinic down in Madura, Florida. And again, I remind you, for people that ask me all the time, how do I reach Ken? He sounds like he's so knowledgeable and he would be easy to work with. So set up an appointment one way or another. Dial him up, 352-735-1400 at the clinic. Telemedicine is in vogue right now, or maybe take a nice ride to Florida as the weather gets lousy in the northern climes. Go down and spend a day with him. 352-735-1400. That's what I do every January. I spend a day there and learn about what's going on in my body. You need to know what's going on in your body as well. So, the first question has to do with blood thinners. What does a stent insertion do? Do you need to take, I know a lot of people that, you know, the Eliquis and the baby aspirin or warfarin or whatever else is out there, do you need that if you have a stent? What's a stent? Explain who would get a stent and then whether or not blood thinners are necessary after you have one inserted.
Well, when you have a severe blockage in the circulation to the heart, one of the nice ways of opening it, as, instead of operating on it, and when medicines are not effective, is to put a balloon through a catheter, a heart catheterization at the site, blow up the tip of the long tube, the catheter, and open it up. This is angioplasty. Most people are familiar with that. And then after angioplasty is done, what is usually done, if able, is a wire mesh is put in. So let's remember, like the springs of the ballpoint pens that we used to use many decades ago. That wire mesh holds it open. And in the early days of angioplasty, in the late 70s, early 80s, one out of three of these used to collapse within the first 6 months. It was just so frustrating. And now with the second generation antibiotic coated stents, not to get in the weeds, this doesn't happen very often. And these meshes have become so thin, and they have now, they're antibiotic coated, and there's a time release of how the antibiotic is released into the stent. we don't have to worry so much about, not so much the collapse of it, but the big concern was that you would get a clot in these stents. And in the past, anyone who's had a stent put in, you know that you've been on what we call dual antiplatelet therapy. That's a mouthful, but things, aspirin is one. The aspirin does pain relief, but in low dose, it's so effective that as a blood thinner, it inhibits the effectiveness of the platelets, the cells in the blood that clot. And also, we would add a second antiplatelet agent. People are very familiar with Plavix. There's Effient. There's a bunch of them, but especially Plavix is one that has been around so long, it's now available in generic. And this dual antiplatelet therapy, oh my gosh, was recommended at least a year for some, and even up to 30 months. And for some people with a lot of risk factors and a complex coronary anatomy, would be on it for life. The news this week out of the medical journal Circulation is that years of blood thinners after stent insertion may not be necessary. And now for certain subgroups, especially those who don't have a lot of risk factors for heart disease, have just an isolated lesion, 3 to 6 months may be enough. So if you are on dual antiplatelet therapy after a stent, you've had more than just aspirin, and they added that extra blood thinner, talk to your cardiologist if you could possibly get off it sooner, especially if you've had a modern second-generation stent. A newer one, you might be a candidate for shorter use of that second blood thinner.
All right.
But don't stop it on your own. Importantly, talk to your doctor, because this advice needs to be individualized. It's not one size fits all, but a lot of people are not going to need to go out at least that 1 year, as we were saying in the past.
Don't forget, Dr. Ken, in podcast form, you can hear our podcast of the DJV Health Show with Dr. Ken every single week. Find it at djvhealthshow.com. Wherever you get your podcast, the most recent one as us discussing sleep apnea and COVID. Obviously, the focus has been on COVID and it continues to be, but lots of other things discussed as well. Keep up with the times at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.